And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. The Los Angeles Dodgers held their LGBT Pride Night last week, and every player but one wore a cap stitched with a rainbow team logo. Of all 30 Major League teams, only the Texas Rangers are skipping Pride Night this year. They'll hold a Faith and Family Day instead. Out in New York, the City Council decided a ball game wasn't enough. To open Pride Month, members hosted the chamber's first ever Pride Ball, turning the room where the city's laws are written into a stage for male dancers performing as women on the taxpayers' dime. You know, this is less a New York problem than a movement that keeps confusing government buildings for nightclubs. And it isn't the only secular world losing the thread. The Presbyterian Church USA, the mainline denomination, will vote this summer in Milwaukee on a rule requiring its clergy to be monogamous. That sounds unremarkable on the surface until you remember this is the church that began ordaining openly gay clergy in 2011 and redefined marriage as two people in 2014. Now its own progressive committees are objecting that asking a pastor to keep one spouse reinforces white privilege. When a church has to debate whether monogamy is racist, the wheels came off a long time ago. Speaking of groups that love policing everyone else's morality, the Southern Poverty Law Center now faces a superseding federal indictment. For years, it has raised money by branding mainstream Christian ministries hate groups. Prosecutors say it then quietly funneled about $4 million of that donor cash to the very extremists it claims to fight, including the KKK, even paying undercover sources to buy materials for cross burnings. Hate, it turns out, is a lot easier to fight when you're secretly bankrolling it. And that theme of money landing exactly where it shouldn't carries straight over to New Jersey, where the governor just approved another $12 million taxpayer dollars to cover the legal fees of illegal immigrants fighting deportation. That's on top of $8 million already committed, pushing the state past $20 million spent to help people who broke federal law. Elon Musk named the obvious problem. One state is now spending public money to undercut the nation's own laws. And we'll close with better news from the Pentagon, which cut its list of recognized faith categories from more than 200 down to 31, dropping roughly 180 labels. Among them, paganism and a parade of New Age entries. 21 of the 31 that remain are Christian. Secretary Pete Hegseth also ordered chaplains to wear their religious insignia rather than their rank, saying a chaplain is first a chaplain and an officer second. Amen. After years of treating chaplains like their in-house therapists, that's a welcome return to what the job was always for. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.